Day 2. Becoming aware of envy and perfectionism. Transform jealousy to admiration, and what you admire will become part of your life. Yoko Ono. Even if it seems that some people have all that you desire, research shows that most people would never trade their life for someone else's. This is because deep inside us, we know it is best for us. We are on our unique journey, and we have something special and vital to offer the world. And everything we have is what we need for our growth. We therefore never need to compare ourselves with others. We can only compare ourselves to how we did things in the past, with how we are doing them today. The unfortunate truth is that most of us do not understand that we are each worthy, essential, and unique. Dr. Joseph Murphy, a New Thought leader and author of over 30 books, with his famous one being The Power of Your Subconscious Mind, goes deeper into the concept of the subconscious mind that was coined by Sigmund Freud in 1893. Joseph Murphy states that we live our lives through beliefs that were implanted into our subconscious minds when we were young to make us become a part of society, but most of those beliefs are false. Our thoughts and beliefs are often not really ours. They come from society, caretakers, and family. And these thought patterns often lead us to the false belief that we are not good enough. We each have our own unique gifts, passions, and specific purpose, and we can lead a very happy and fulfilled life when we become aware of our gifts and our true identity. It's easier said than done, but through mastering your mind and becoming more aware and insightful, we often reach the understanding that this programming was false. When you compare your achievements with other people's accomplishments and feel disappointed with yourself, I recommend a simple exercise. Ask yourself, who do I find myself comparing my achievements with most, and why? Now turn this person into your pretend mentor instead. Make a list of what you admire about them. Now write why you like these character traits. Of course, not all things can be changed, and not all qualities can be yours. Still, more often than not, you will see that what you admire in this person is something that you already have the potential for within you, and you can adopt this characteristic into your life with minimal effort. Focus on yourself. You are the only place where you should be focusing. Focus on what you need to do to change and improve yourself, and go for it. You have everything you need for your fulfillment. Nothing is stopping you but yourself. You do not need to be perfect. Everyone has their view of perfect. Our attachment to specific results that we think we need to have to be happy is often false. Perfectionism comes from the belief that things are not perfect now and that we must improve them for our happiness. Perfectionism comes from the false impression that you are not good enough as you are now. In most cases, fear of not being good enough is not connected with reality and is truly unfounded. Not everything must be 100% ready and perfect for you to do what you want to do. And not everything must go exactly as you wish it to go so you can be what you desire to be. If your mind or ego is the judge, you will never be ready and never be good enough because most people share the limiting beliefs that they are not good enough and not worthy yet. These beliefs drain away your happiness because you are focused on finding fault regarding something within you. You are focused on lack instead of witnessing what you already have. Sometimes outside help can show us what we should be grateful for. You may see others as being perfect and yourself far from it, but this viewpoint is produced by your past experiences and your thoughts and feelings. When you take action on something you desire to do before you're ready, you gain knowledge, insight, and push yourself through the limiting boundaries. What's on the other side is incredible. When you change your outlook on something you think you need to be happy, you realize all is already well. Of course, you can still improve and go after your dreams, but don't put too much emphasis on the results. Enjoy the process instead. When I took loans to buy properties, I was never really ready to buy another property from any standpoint ever. But I took action before I was ready, and I always gained from this. Also, I could have never been ready enough during my first lectures, but I gave them anyway, and even during some of my later lectures, I still had very embarrassing moments. If you don't believe me, see the first minute of my TEDx talk that received millions of views. That was a very awkward moment for me. But it doesn't matter as long as I put my message out there for people to benefit. Your light out to the world is all that matters. You are already perfect. No one can be better than you at being you. So you are perfect at being you. And when you are authentic, you will naturally attract people to you. All you need to do is be the best version of yourself as best as you can be today, not tomorrow, and not 10 years from now. When you are the best version of yourself today, you are already perfect. And when you create things from this ideal version of yourself as you are today, then what you will make will also be fitting for enough people. When you wait for perfection to start to do something, this is procrastination. Perfectionism is procrastination in disguise. You are avoiding doing what you should be doing in the rationalization that you do not want to do something that isn't perfect, so you would rather wait until you are good enough or never do it at all. Expecting to be perfect in the beginning is only an obstacle to your success. Anyone who you envy was never perfect in the beginning. You may interpret obstacles and struggles as signs of incompetence, and this may lower your self-esteem, and so you further procrastinate. But obstacles, and even failing at times, and rejection, and frustration, are an inevitable part of the long journey towards mastery, growth, and progress. If you focus on your competence, you will never have a minute to be envious of anyone else. When you're hypocritical about yourself and envious of others, you are in a state of hatred. You are not in a state of love, and nothing good will come out of it. Realize how much damage you're causing to yourself just by maintaining such a negative state of mind. You are the one holding yourself back. Perfectionism and envy rob you of your dreams. You are focusing outwards instead of inwards. The media shows only the perfect outcome. They do not share the long, hard hours that went into perfecting any craft. This can lead to envy. But all people who have now reached what it seems to be perfection and perfect creations also went through awful first drafts, losses, and failures. Allow yourself to do things in a less than perfect way for a while. Stop focusing on other people's results as something that hinders your path because you feel that you will never be as good as they are. I actually stopped studying architecture as my first degree after my uncle helped me with my homework, and I thought to myself that I could never be as good as he was. Happiness comes from accepting what is. You cannot be happy being hypercritical of yourself or focusing on other people's achievements. Aim to live your life in the best possible way. Reaching perfection in your own eyes can take a lifetime. You will, in the end, see the perfection in everything. This will perhaps take a lifetime, but there is a perfect order of things. Enjoy the process. Don't be shy or less than what you believe you are, and become the person your soul wants you to be. Live each moment as best you can. Now go to the questions of the day and answer them. Afterward, state the affirmation of the day multiple times so it will seep into your consciousness and influence your life for the better in every field of life.